Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We continue today to look at John chapter 15, that beautiful chapter where Jesus talks about being the vine, we're the branches. It's taken from the Last Supper discourse in the Gospel of John, which begins in chapter 13 and runs through chapter 17. Begins with Jesus washing the feet of the apostles, ends with Jesus praying that beautiful prayer to the Father that we may all be one. And there is just so much gold from 13 to 17. It's so rich and so revealing about the person of Jesus, God the Father, his plan, how we can grow, how we can come. As I ended yesterday's program, Jesus said his whole purpose and plan for us, what his desire is for us, because it flows from the heart of the Father, is that as we follow in his footsteps and abide in him, what he wants us to come into is his joy. And he said that your joy may be full. So full joy, the full joy that's in the heart of the King, that's in the heart of the freest, most glorious person ever to walk the face of the earth. And now he's at the right hand of the Father in full glory and in full joy. So I want to continue this. But if you didn't have a chance, friends, to tune in the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer, put them on whatever device you'd like. Easiest thing to do, simplest thing to do is just to download the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app. Both those apps are loaded with good free stuff you can listen to and have access to on your own time whenever you'd like. These programs are on pretty early in the morning, so sometimes it's easy to miss them because lots of people don't get up that early in the morning. So anyway, I want to continue. Verse 12 now today in John 15. Jesus had just said he's after our full joy. He wants us to. He said, but we're not going to get there without abiding in his love and living and abiding in his love, he said, means really embracing and keeping the Father's commandments to us, the teaching of the Father's life plan for us, how we can come into full life and the full life of the kingdom which Jesus has come to establish. So in verse 12, it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. So here's the setting. It's Jesus there at the Last Supper with the apostles and Our Lady and maybe a few others who are gathered there, and they're celebrating Passover. And it's a moment where Jesus, you know, he's begun to do his teaching, and he's getting closer and closer to the heart of the matter and what he wants and he expects from them, the apostles. He doesn't want them to miss. He's about to go and to be crucified, right? And their time together on earth that they've shared is coming to an end, the way they lived it out. And he doesn't want them to miss what's central to his whole mission and why he called them and what it means to be his disciple. So verse 12, he said, this is my commandment to you. Again, remember, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you don't keep my commandments, it doesn't matter what you say about whether you love me or not. The love language of God is what's expressed in the person of Jesus, which is Jesus said, my very food is to do God's will. I've come to do his will. Those are the same words that ought to come from the mouth of every disciple. Why are you here? I've come to do his will. That's why I'm here. I come to do God's will. And you see the total way in which Jesus calls us to live out a whole new way of life. He's not just offering us fire insurance at the end of this whole thing here on earth for each one of us that we get out of hell free card or something. That what he's talking about is to be a disciple means literally that my life is now given over to him. And I realize that he has something, a whole new source of life. And he's the one who actually made me, the one for whom I was made. And he wants to bring me into the full realization and the full actualization of what he's called me to be. And he's going to give me the power to do that. And he's going to give me the strength and the clarity, everything I need. So here he is, he's saying now, love of God the Father, the first commandment, and the second commandment, love your neighbor. And here he's talking especially to disciples. Look, brothers, everyone here, you need to love one another. This ought to characterize the life of my disciples. And Lord, please forgive us for the many ways it doesn't, right? Love one another how? As I have loved you. And he's not mainly talking about having a permanent experience of a particular emotion. What he's talking about for us is a decision about how we're going to live, and how we're going to yield to God's grace to be able to look at my neighbor, to look at my brother in a different way, in a way that my flesh and my passions and my impatience and the rest would want to look at my neighbor, right? So he's saying, as I have loved you, Jesus came to, with a heart to bring about the transformation of my life. Jesus was after my good, my ultimate good, my eternal good. And that's all he brought to us, is what's going to lead us into that in our lives. And so that's exactly now what he wants us to do, to have that kind of concern for our neighbor. He's not asking you, hey, do you like him? He didn't say to Peter, Peter, do you like John? John, do you like Peter? My commandment to you is you like each other. It's not what he said. He said, my commandment is that you love one another. I expect you to do what I have done, to follow my footsteps, to will the good of each of your brothers and sisters. And you make a decision, I will help you with that. I'll give you a heart for it. But that's the foundation. Why? Because that's the ground of all reality. The relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The ground of all reality. God himself is a communion of love. Of the willing, the good, and the glory, and the joy, and the life. It all comes from God. And that's what the kingdom of God is. And that's what the Lord wants to bring us into. And what gets in the way of it is sin, self-centeredness, me first, your fault, not my fault. No, I'm not going to do that. You do it, you know? Fighting and bickering and arguing and not forgiving and lusting after and using other people, all that stuff, the sin, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the enemy, that's what's in us. And he's come to take that away, to heal the human heart, to literally give us a new heart, to be able to now live in a way that we can love God first and love our neighbor, the two great commandments. He goes on, he said, greater love is as no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you. It's just a beautiful, beautiful expression from the Lord of what we mean to him, who he is, what his intentions are. Greater love is a man, no man than this. And so Jesus said, this is the, to lay down your life for a friend, to lay down your life for your neighbor, this is the ultimate expression of love on this earth. And then what's he going to do? Within the next 24, 48 hours, he's about to demonstrate it with his whole life. And he's going to lay down his life for who? For his friends. Who are his friends? Those who he said, his friends are those who do what I command, who really want to follow me. Those are his friends. Just because you're human doesn't make you his friend. If you're human, God loves you. God loves every single human being all day long. And God wills the good of every human being. And God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the heart of God for every person. But it's the disciple, young, old, male, female, black, white, you name it. It's the disciple, the one who has said yes to the call, said yes to Jesus, and has put love of him first. Love of him means to follow what he's commanded us to do. We now belong to you, Jesus, and to please you and to say yes to you and to walk in your commands is the center of our life. It's the motivating force of my life because it's the Holy Spirit in me that's helping me do it. And it's so beautiful. Jesus said, I don't call you servants anymore, because clearly, you know, he's the rabbi, he's the teacher, he's the master. And in those days, if you saw a rabbi walking through Jerusalem or in Bethlehem or someplace, you saw behind him walking to his left and to his right, behind him a few steps would be his disciples, the learners, the young those who are being trained as rabbis and following. He's sharing his whole life with them. He's sharing everything with them, but he remains the master. He's not their buddy. He's not their friend. Jesus is saying, look, I am your master, but I also am your friend. And this is how a friend acts. He lays down his life for his friends. I love you. I love you with all my heart. He will always be Lord. He will always have all power and authority. He's not just my buddy. That's not what I meant. I don't mean that. What he means is deep, profound friendship. And Jesus is saying, I've demonstrated that friendship to you because I've opened my heart and I've spoken to you and I've given to you what's most precious to me. And what's most precious to me is what I've received from my Father. Everything that I've heard from my Father, I have revealed to you. Wow. So it's really helpful for us, friends, to just drink this in a little bit. Imagine yourself sitting there. Jesus is a person, a real person, and he's saying the most important thing, and literally it's the most important thing that any human being has ever walked in, the most valuable thing, the most precious thing, the most glorious thing is God the Father speaking to Jesus, God the Father revealing his plan and his heart to Jesus, his Son, who he trusts in fully. And then Jesus gathers us and he communicates first to those apostles, but communicates to us as well, everything that he received from the Father. This is what it means to walk in deep friendship with Jesus. And guess what? He's not going to throw pearls before swine. He's not going to just, I mean, he's not desperate in the sense of, hey, I'm looking for people who will like me. He's not like us. He's not like an insecure human being. He is the Lord of all. He's the foundation of all human sanity and security and strength and the rest. And he says, I'm going to give to you what your Creator, my Father, has given to me. I'm going to reveal to you his plan, and I'm going to draw you into it because you're my friends. And I'm about to go lay down my life for you so that you never forget how much I love you. And in doing that, I'm going to break the powers of darkness that are over your life. I'm going to break the sickness that's in your heart. I'm going to break the power of sin so that you can become a new creation and you can live in me and you can live in my Father and you can become my friend. I mean, this is what Jesus wants. He doesn't want us. I mean, people say, oh, God's so far away, or he's impersonal, or, you know, I never hear God, nothing ever. Look, if you really want to respond to the Lord, and if you're seeking, Jesus said, if you seek it, you're going to find it. You know, as he knocks on the door, if you open the door, you let him in, he's coming in. And he promises you, he'll, through the Holy Spirit, he will make himself known to you. He will make the Father known to you. He will make the Father's plan known to you. He'll reveal who you are. He'll give you full joy in life. This is his promise. You can take it to the bank. It's there. It's real. It's total. And it's for you. And it's deeply personal. And the Lord wants you to say yes to it. And at the end of your life, the end of my life, what will be revealed, as Jesus said, the fruit, you know, whether or not you're bearing fruit in your life, I'm bearing fruit in my life, will all be determined by, did I say yes radically to the gifts I've been given in my baptism, the invitation, the power to live a new way of life and to enter into friendship with Christ as he's describing it here in chapter 15 of John's gospel. Friends, it's so precious and it's for you. Every single person has been invited by Jesus to this. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.